The police have started a cross-border investigation after a dissident Republican attempt to kill a police officer in East Belfast. The chair of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland, Mark Lindsay, with us this morning. Well, Mark, this will shock people because we hope that this was in the past, this type of activity.
Yeah, I think it is shocking that in 2019 we are still, as police officers, being targeted for murder. That people still feel it's acceptable to go out and murder public servants, normal members of the community, and the only difference is that they have actually decided to serve the public in the way they do. So I think, you know, 25 years on from the first ceasefire, 20 years on from the Good Friday Agreement, I think it's absolutely despicable. But I have to say, police officers aren't surprised because we live with this day and daily in Northern Ireland.
What do we know about what happened here?
Well, it is sketchy at the moment, and obviously some of it is, and most of it is subject to an investigation, but certainly this police officer has been individually targeted, and the device has been placed under his vehicle at some point. He has noticed the device under the car, and obviously that's whenever the full security operation then swung into place.
And it was a viable device?
Yep, it seems to have been the real thing, so it certainly would have caused indiscriminate death and injury to anybody in the vicinity, but would have no doubt had led to the murder of that officer and any of his family members who were in the vehicle at the time.
Alison Morris from the Irish News with us this morning as well. Morning to you, Alison.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, no one's claimed responsibility yet, but the line of inquiry is into the dissidents, right?
I would say it's the IRA. It's the only active organisation that is still involved in target the security forces in that way. The Continuity IRA are really not active in much aspect anymore. Ogden O'Hearn, which would have been the group that was responsible for a lot of these undercar bombs in the past, called a ceasefire last January. So we have known from recent activity, and we've seen the increase in recent activity recently, has almost all been connected to the IRA.
And where are they getting the expertise from?
A lot of these things would have been, at the very start, if you go back to the very beginning of what we call dissident republicanism, the Veil IRA broke away after the ceasefires, a lot of that would have clearly been people who had previous experience within the provisional IRA. That's not necessarily the case today, but what you have is you have a sort of passing down of knowledge of how these things work, and also people source some new knowledge. And we live in a very different world now, we live in a very different era, where things are much easier researched and looked up and contacts made with other people from other organisations around the world in a way maybe that we wouldn't have had in the past. But as I said, in the past, you would have immediately looked at maybe ex-disgruntled professional IRA bomb makers. Now we're seeing a completely new generation. The leadership of a lot of those organisations would be aged in their 40s. Very few would even reach their 50s, and a lot of their members would be people in their 20s and 30s.
What's the Police Federation message to your members today, Mark?
Well, it's very simple. It's to continue to be vigilant, to continue to watch their lifestyles, to make sure that they are not only checking their patterns and their personal security whenever they're working, but also when they're off duty. I think that's a very important part, that the role of being a normal citizen as well as being a police officer is different. They need to be very conscious that there are people out there still trying to kill them.
Okay. Mark and Alison, thank you very much indeed.